Planning a Disney World or Universal Studios vacation is not an easy feat. Between Genie Plus, advanced dining reservations, park tickets, hotel accommodations, and more, you're looking at hours upon hours of work when it comes to booking your vacation. Wouldn't you like your vacation to feel more like a vacation, though? Then let Zip Travel give you a hand.
Zip Travel can not only save you hours of time and headaches by booking your hotel accommodations, getting the park tickets, booking the dining reservations, and a plethora of other things you need for your vacation. They can also save you money by finding the rates and discounts available during your trip. They are a great resource you can also lean on with any questions or situations that arise related to your vacation.
But you know what the best part about all of this is? Their services are completely 100% free. Not only are their services free, but Zip Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and an officially earmarked gold Disney travel agency.
In fact, they are the travel agency that Jamie and I use exclusively to book our numerous trips that we take to Disney World, Universal Studios, and any other place in the world. They book it all for us. We lead super busy lives, and they make it so much easier by handling all the trip planning details for us. We know they will do the same for you. In fact, we believe in them so much, we're willing to throw in some extras if you book your next vacation through Zip Travel.
If you book at least a 3-night vacation package, you'll receive from us a free t-shirt, $10 in CTM shop credit, and a goodie gift basket waiting for you at the front desk of your hotel. So to book your next trip and save time, money, and your sanity, head to travelwithzip.com today. Again, that's travelwithzip.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm good. Mr. Jared, how are you?
Mr. Jared.
I like calling you Mr. Jared. Okay.
I'm good. It's getting, you know, almost Halloween.
Right.
So, I guess it doesn't feel, it's I'm still adjusting to Florida Halloweens versus Midwest Halloweens, because Midwest Halloweens are basically cold and rainy and whatever your costume is turns into, like, I'm just wearing a coat with a mask.
pretty much. Like, or, like, glitter on your face or something.
Yeah, like, I went as Darth Vader, and I just had a Vader mask and a coat and a lightsaber. And they're like, are you a cold Darth Vader? Like, don't ask.
Well, not only that, though, sometimes where we're from, it would be very, the finicky weather was just driving me crazy. It'd be, like, 40 one day and then, like, 70 the next day. So you really didn't know how to prepare for it until, like, the day of. You know,
it's true.
Like, you didn't know it was coming.
It was weather roulette. But yeah, so the kids are, you know, which I don't remember as a kid, like, wearing costumes as much. Like, it was like Halloween day is when you dress up. And that was it. Now it's like our daughter wears stuff
all the time.
Like, at the grocery store, they're like, wear your costume. Like, okay.
Oh, right. Yeah. Everything she does. Yeah, wear your costume.
So yeah. So we're getting the Halloween stuff prepared. I guess it'll be around here. They do it big. Florida for Halloween and 4th of July, they go hard in the paint.
They
go very hard.
Well, we have a really big neighborhood too, so there are a lot of kids that live here. So
yeah, like our first year we did it, I walked around and neighbors are like, they'll just throw you beers and drinks. You're like, what? And they're like, oh, you look like you need something too, Dad. And I'm like, are we friends? You just threw me a beer? Okay.
That's great.
Like,
they had a whole table set up. And
well,
great.
Like they said, so yeah, like, I mean, at least where we're from the Midwest, you always walked up to the door, rang it, and then, you know, they would take 15 seconds to come to the door. They'd act like they weren't expecting trick-or-treaters, and they'd be like, you know, whatever, give me your candy.
Right.
Around here. That's true. It was always funny. Well, we got people here. I'm like, what do you, what? Of course.
It's Halloween.
But yeah, so around here, they like sit on the end of the driveway, and some people hand out full size candy bars.
But it's because it's usually nice weather, so it's like okay
to
sit outside.
I know, but it's much more of like a party atmosphere. All I'm saying is, I'm the first time I went trick-or-treating down here with our daughter, and I got beer thrown to me multiple times, and they gave me full-size candy bars. I was like, I don't want to leave. I'll stay. This is great.
I'm staying right here. Well, our friends are going to have like a Halloween get-together thing on the night, and we trick-or-treat for a little bit and then chill out and eat some food and candy.
Well, yeah,
obviously, but
see, that's what I like. I never was a fan of the Halloween's, like, especially when you're younger and people are like, you want to come over and watch horror movies and hand out candy? I'm like, no, that sounds terrible. I don't want to watch horror movies. That sounds awful. I would.
Yeah. You're like, I'll eat the candy though.
Yeah. But if they're like, well, there's food. They're like, oh, okay, I'll eat the food. I just won't pay attention to the movie.
That sounds like you. You're not a horror movie guy.
You don't want to watch horror movies with me because I will just start talking at the I'll just start talking at the movie. I'm like, well, that's dumb. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. Why would you run in that corner and then be like, this is no fun?
Well, I mean, like, we were talking about this in Club 32, but I mean, it has been Halloween for so long that I'm over it. I'm ready for Christmas. So
you're ready for Christmas in like July.
It's true. It's true. Christmas in July. August.
It's not that I like. See, I like fall. Halloween happens to be in the fall, but the things that I like about the fall really don't have as much to do about Halloween as it does just being the fact that it's like, you know, the fall weather. Mm-hmm. Halloween just happens to be in there. That's it. But yeah,
I get you. I understand that.
But yeah. So hopefully everybody out there has a great Halloween. Get your whole all prepped up, and you know, and then the next day, apparently everybody that we know, just all the Christmas lights go up. November 1st.
That's right. And if you guys want to share your costumes, like you yourselves or your family, your kids, whatever, share it on our Capture the Magic Community Facebook group. We want to see it.
That would be a good place to do it. Yeah.
Yes.
That would be, even if, whatever the related they are, all your costumes, that'd be fantastic. So, all right. Well, we do have some news we're going to talk about today. And our topic today is, given the, Disney's not the cheapest place in the world. There's still some free things that you can actually do at Disney. So we're going to talk about the free things that you can do at Disney World.
Yes.
All three of them.
There's actually way more than
kidding.
That.
I'm kidding. There's more than that. Well, there used to be 76, and now there's 13. Right. And in three more years, we'll just be like, there's no more.
There's one more.
You can get water for a quarter. But they give, it's like Aldi's, but the quarter, and then it comes back to you. You just got to put that down payment down on the cart of a quarter.
Like, here's your water cup. Where's your quarter?
Can I have a cart for a quarter? Like, that's too much. I'll just shop in here without a cart.
Right.
Which I may or may not have done before. Before we get to the news, though, we just want to remind you, if you want even more content, it would help, support the show, help us to continue to grow and fund the network and the show here, then you should join Club 32, and that is our private group. And in there, we make a little deal. You support us, and we give you more content. So we have things like Cool Kids Kitchen, which is a monthly live stream we do where we make Disney dish. We have a Club 32 show, which we're going to do probably this Friday, and that's kind of a long-form Ask Us Anything, just live stream. We hang out and talk. We have the Club 32 Speakeasy. Used to just go live on the back porch, hang out. Again, chat. Very interactive in the live streams.
So more hanging out.
More hanging out. Lots of hanging out.
Yeah, lots of hanging out.
There's a private podcast feed. So all of the, there's music loops on there, all the extra content's on there. So you can listen to it at your leisure. There's live streams in the parks when we're at Disney. And there's a Club 32 meetup coming up in a couple of weeks at Disney we're very excited about as well. There's, shirts. There's all sorts of things there. There's a great Facebook group as well. So if you want to join there, you can go to ctmvip.com. And there's monthly or yearly options. If you do a yearly, you get a free t-shirt. And if you want to do monthly, you can actually do a free trial. See if it's for you. Just try it out. And if it's for you, we'd love to have you. So again, go to ctmvip.com and go check it out there. And if you have any questions about it, you can always feel free to message us on hello@ctm.show or, the socials.
Yes.
All those. So, all right. Well, let's get to our first bit of news we have here. And it is that Bob Chapek sat down with Wall Street Journal and chatted about Disney. But sorry, I just wanted to put a pause there. He sat down. Bob Chapek sat down with Wall Street Journal and chatted about Disney a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk too much about this, but some of the comments that he made were interesting. Did you want to talk about anything specific that he said that where you're like, that's interesting?
Well, the one that struck me that was... Okay, so they asked him about the park reservation system.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the park reservation system, this isn't a direct quote, but
it's not direct.
He says that the reservation system is essentially the same system that hotels and airlines used to fix their capacity. He says Disney has set a fixed capacity of what it believes will result in a great guest experience, and the reservation system allows them to manage demand without turning guests away at the gates. And I think he even said something like the reservation system guarantees a great guest experience, which made me think of like...
He did say that, yes. Yeah,
which made me think of like the Men's Warehouse, like, you're going to love your suit, I guarantee it. Like, I feel like Bob Chapek needs to do that now. My only thing about the analogy of using airlines and hotels is like, well, yeah, okay, but like, when you book a hotel, you also don't then have to then go separately and book your pass to stay at the hotel or like buy right. your air. You know what I mean? Like it's not apples and apples. Like he's making an apples to oranges comparison, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But it just shows you they are going to try and hang on to this reservation system as long as they can.
Oh, yeah.
I said this when it got introduced. Like this would be one of those things that they will... I do believe they'll be forced to drop it simply because nobody else is doing it. Mm-hmm. And I think the main thing could be as Universal becomes much, you know, as Universal continues to eat into market share, I think it eventually will force them to do it because, again, it is a huge onus on your guest. And for people like us, you know, and a lot of people that listen to the show go to Disney enough, we understand it. Mm-hmm. But as somebody who doesn't go to Disney much, I could definitely see how you're just confused. You're like, well, I bought a ticket. Yeah. You're like, right. But you got to get a second. Like, it just makes it all so complicated. And they love it because they have so much, you know, they're able to forecast all sorts of stuff. And basically, it's just because it saves them money.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, some of the stuff he says is like he was mentioning the people that go to Disney all the time that, you know, freak out when you move a popcorn cart 10 feet. And like just kind of that kind of stuff, like they're so into it and you're not going to make everybody happy. And
he's also seems to be complaining about those people.
I don't know. I mean, like, so I feel like sometimes he gets a little miffed about the people that are diehard Disney fans that are also outspoken about how they feel about him. So my thing with this is like, again, you know, we always talk about the parks being super crowded and the guest experience kind of being altered a bit in the last couple of years, but I'm kind of interested to see how, not this quarter, not quarter one of 2023, but I'm interested in what quarter like three is going to look like after the 50th anniversary stuff is over, because I think a lot of people, a lot of families are taking trips over this holiday season. And that's, you know, like the hotel bookings are so like almost at capacity, like everywhere on property for like two months. So I know they're going to be fine for Christmas, but like into January, February, which I'm sure will be fine, and it's March. But like after that, I'll be interested to see how, if any of these decisions that they've made in the last like month or two, where they've upped the prices, they've upped the price of Genie Plus, they've skimped back on the amount of like the portion sizes of the food and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see if it will affect future bookings or if there's just high enough demand for Disney that they're just going to keep pushing it. I think like they're trying to find the balance right there, and I don't think they've found it. I think they're like testing it. Like, okay, how much can we raise the price here? How much can we do this? How many people can we put into the parks and people still have a good experience? You know what I'm saying? Like
by pushing the balance, do you mean pushing the limits on how much they can charge and people still pay?
Yeah, right. I am. I'm absolutely saying that.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, there is a point in which people will stop. Oh, and not everybody, but it'll stop tailing off. There is a point there, and what that is, we'll have to wait and see. But
and that was my point. Yeah. I don't know if that will happen in the next couple quarters or if this is more like a long-term thing. I don't know. Like I feel, and we talked about this, I think yesterday or the day before, is that a lot of the decisions that they've been making as a company, you know, or as like involving the parks is kind of short-sighted.
Yes.
You know?
Well, if they want to, eventually, you know, they continue raising prices, and then the next week they announce that they're taking character, you know, meet and greets away.
Right.
They continue things like that. They will find people eventually will stop coming in general, because that's, I mean, stuff like that will definitely happen, but... You know, I've said for a long time, when you get to these giant, and I have a decent argument here. I think one of my arguments about Disney is like they're too big, mm-hmm. because they're even if at this point something were to change, they're a giant ship. It's like if a cruise ship decides it wants to turn around, it's going to take it a long time.
Right.
So
with versus like a rowboat.
Yeah. So with Disney though, it's like if they hit that point where they need to change stuff, how quickly can they really maneuver and change? Mm-hmm. You know, with especially with increasing competition. Plus, you've got economic stuff going on that is outside their control, but they're still going to be, you know, affected by it. So it's something to, and I agree with you. I'll be interested to see upcoming earnings reports and see how those look and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, so interesting. Yeah, hear him say that. I mean, I'm not surprised one bit about the park reservation system. Like,
well, oh no, I
mean, he's gonna have on his on his tombstone will be park reservation system forever.
I mean, he did say in the interview that he has to think about shareholder value. He did mention that, like, point blank. So,
well, yeah, he does. Yeah, of course.
I mean, he's a CEO of a giant company.
Well, and like, theme parks are a part kind of it for sure.
Sure,
but yeah,
and also Josh Shamaro. Just saying. He also has the responsibility here.
What?
Okay. Anyway, moving on.
You're you saying there's a good cop, bad cop going on here?
Maybe.
I don't have... Anyways. Yes, I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. All right. The next story we have is mini room and package discounts have been released for early 2023.
Yes. So guests can save up to $400 on a four-night, four-day Walt Disney World Travel Company room and ticket package at select Disney resort hotels, so about $100 a day. Florida residents can enjoy up to 20% off stays at select resorts in early 2023, and pass holders can save up to 25% on rooms at select hotels, basically January through, I believe, April, March or April. So basically the first quarter... this is the discounts available. Mm-hmm. There's also discounts available for Visa card holders. So if you're looking to book for next year, early months, like, those are the discounts that are out. And if this makes you feel any better, or might make you feel worse, the prices that you'll be paying that are 20% off are probably rack rate last year. Like, 2021's rack rate is
right.
20% off 2022 price. Get it? Or 2023 right, or whatever.
Yeah. Makes it feel great.
Makes you feel great.
Feels fantastic.
Anyway, so yeah, contact your travel agent, Zip Travel, travelwithzip.com, if you'd like to book any of these special discounts.
Yes, do that indeed. All mm-hmm. right, next one we have is extended evening theme park hours have been extended past the 50th anniversary celebration in 2023.
I'm glad they... decided to do this. There were some questions about what was returning as far as the 50th celebration stuff, mm-hmm. like the clothes that they're wearing, like the, you know, the iridescent stuff. Like, is that gonna stay? Probably not. Obviously, extended evening hours is staying, so that's kind of nice.
Do you think the castle stays the same color?
Like,
obviously, I'm gonna assume they're gonna take down the 50, but
they'll take down the 50. I'm sure they'll take down the decor. I don't know if they're going to repaint it again.
I think it looks pretty good how it
is. I think they'll keep it like that. I think they'll keep it.
I think it looks better than the...
the pinkish.
Yeah, I think it looks better than the gray and blue.
Well, when you look at pictures or video of what it used to look like with just the gray and the blue turrets or whatever, it looks really plain.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. But again, that's just comparing. So anyway, if you are going to be staying in a deluxe resort or deluxe villa or Swan and Dolphin... Shades of Green, I think, is in there too. You'll be able to take advantage of those dates, those extended evening hours.
Yes, indeed.
As of right now, it's still Epcot on Mondays and Magic Kingdom on Wednesdays. Select dates of those. So they hasn't expanded to Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom yet.
Alrighty.
Yep.
All right, in water park news, just in time for Halloween, Blizzard Beach is getting a Frozen makeover and reopening November 13th. And Typhoon Lagoon closes on November 12th.
Yep, so it looks like Typhoon's going into its yearly refurbishment, and Blizzard Beach is going to take over. And they're doing some cute things. So they have added a kind of a Frozen overlay, I guess, like the movie Frozen. So they took Tyke's Peak, which is the kids area at Blizzard Beach, and they replaced some of the characters that were on the little like rocks and everything with those Snoogies and Olaf and Anna and Elsa as children inside there, like to theme it up.
Mm-hmm.
Stick some IPs in there, right, Jared?
I mean, that's a pretty smart one, though.
Oh, it's
especially
amazing.
Given the
yes.
theming of Blizzard Beach.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that would actually kind of make sense.
I think it's great. I like it. So there's that, and then there's going to be a little holiday overlay as well. So you're going to have food and beverage offerings like orange Dole Whip, peppermint milkshake. Through December 31st, you can find daily snowfall, holiday music, festive inner tubes, and a tropical-dressed Santa. So this is like for the first time they've done this, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like a seasonal Blizzard Beach. Now, does one want to go to Blizzard Beach in mid-December?
It depends.
One, me, doesn't, because I think it'd be too cold.
Well, it depends on the day. There are days. During the day, it can be still close to like 80s, so it could be okay.
That's true, and it's just me personally. Like, I don't know if I... It's just so cold. I don't know.
Listen,
getting out is cold.
I don't think the Northerners would have any problem. I think they'd come down and be like, this is great.
Yeah. Somebody asked in the Facebook group if the Frozen stuff is going away after the holiday stuff is over. No, it's staying.
So yeah, like, I don't think it's holiday related.
The Snoogies, Olaf, Anna and Elsa, the Igloo Castle, all that stuff is all staying. So you can catch that after the holidays if you're coming back like in the spring or something.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of strange thinking about having a Christmas party at a water park, like mentally, but right. it's still, there could be days where in which you could do it. So
it's got that Christmas in Hawaii feeling, you know?
Yes. All right. Speaking of Christmas related things, Akershus was added as one of the options for the Candlelight Processional dining packages.
Yeah.
$79 per adult and $51 per child.
Yeah, and I think this is the most expensive offering for the Candlelight Processional Dining. There's also Beer Garden, Coral Reef Restaurant, Garden Grill Restaurant, Le Cellier, Rose and Crown, and then you can get same-day packages at Regal Eagle or Spice Road Table. So those are on sale now, so if you want to grab one, do it.
You're going to have to really want to watch that processional for $80 a person.
I mean... Yeah. I mean, basically, if you look at the price of dinner, I mean, like, it's basically like $20 gets you a seat.
Right.
For dining.
Yeah.
So.
Depends how you look at it.
So. Yeah, yeah. I did get a reservation for our daughter and I on the 4th, which is the day that Akershus reopens. So hopefully everything works out and we can go do that and see Fantasmic that night as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
So hopefully that works out.
Fingers crossed. See what we can do. So, all right. Next one we have is Imagineer Bob Weiss is retiring after 42 years with the Walt Disney Company. He said, quote, "For me, this is a very exciting next chapter, and I'll continue writing my book for Disney Publishing on the Marty Sklar archives and am developing a screenplay for Walt Disney Studios."
Yep. And he started in 1980, and he served as president from 2016 to 2021. And then he just an ambassador, a global ambassador last year. So, or this, I guess this past year for 2022. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's a legend. He was in charge of like creative team for Tokyo Disneyland, MGM when it was Hollywood Studios, Shanghai, California Adventure when they did the whole revamp, like in multiple other things. So,
yeah.
He's got his hand.
I mean, the well-known Imagineers are definitely, you know, leaving. Or there's not many of them left.
They're all retiring. Yeah.
So it's definitely one of those where it's a change. And granted, Imagineering is not what it was.
Yeah, it's changed.
I mean, from what a few people have said, it's much more of sort of like a project management team versus what it used to be sort of thing. But yeah, it's definitely like a, you know, especially a lot of the ones that had connections to Walt and the older days and stuff like that. It's, yeah. So, all right. Next one we have is Thanksgiving Foodie Guide has been released if you want some Thanksgiving foods.
Yeah. So I don't remember them doing this in years past where they've had a whole like different selection of Thanksgiving type foods for this long of a period. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but like basically from November 1st to November 24th or 27th, they'll have select offerings, but they're also offering the Thanksgiving dinner at multiple places. So like if you want to enjoy a good old Thanksgiving dinner while you're at Disney on the 24th, you can, and it's like just quick service or table service, and I'll talk about that in a second, but you do at All-Star Movies, Music, Sports, Art of Animation, Caribbean Beach, Contemporary, Polynesian, Pop Century, Riverside and French Quarter, Saratoga Springs, and Disney's Wilderness Lodge. All are going to have quick service Thanksgiving options. That's okay. Kind of nice.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, you don't have to go to sit down. And then there's got like pumpkin tarts. They've got, oh, did you see that pumpkin pie shake at Beaches and Cream?
I did.
looks really. There's an entire slice of pumpkin pie on top. I mean, oh my gosh.
I mean, me personally, I think I'd rather just have the pumpkin pie.
Oh, hey, fair enough.
But yeah, I mean, it's
salted caramel shake with caramel drizzle, sprinkles, and a whole slice of pumpkin pie.
That is a whole slice of pumpkin pie.
Whole slice. Yes.
And you will go.
Yes.
That's one of those is like a Thanksgiving meal. You are taking a nap after that.
And there are some table service restaurants that are offering a Thanksgiving type menu, and they're not all the same. So if you're going to be around during Thanksgiving, you can find some good options there. We actually had a couple people, two from the Facebook group, that will be eating at Whispering Canyon. I was like, maybe they'll see each other.
Maybe they will.
So, yeah, if you want to look at the other offerings that will be available for Thanksgiving or through November, you can check out the show notes.
I will say there's a drink here that looks good. It's a spiced manzana mule. So it's it's like a Moscow mule, but here they're using vodka, house-made apple cinnamon syrup, apple cider, and ginger beer.
Okay, I would drink that.
I can make a version of this. Okay. Because Moscow mules are good, but Moscow mules are... No, those are vodka. Okay. So, yeah. Because you can do a, what do they call that? You can use one with bourbon, but it's called something. Kentucky Mule. So.
Now, this one you picked will be available November 8th through January 2nd.
Okay.
And that's at Dahlia Lounge at Coronado Springs. So, you got a little while to pop on over to get that. So.
That's what I'm going to try and make. Maybe we'll make that for a Cool Kids Kitchen one night, too, because I think that'd be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds good.
It'll also be at Toledo at Coronado Springs as well. So
yeah,
many options. All right.
All right. And the last story we have is, which is interesting here, we might talk about it, is select Disney World restaurants have begun setting aside additional dining reservation inventory for hotel guests.
So this is, I'll just share the source because I didn't see this anywhere else. Did you see this anywhere else?
Not to my knowledge. I looked around a little bit and I didn't see anywhere else. So
this was shared by Blog Minky, and they're like a reputable source, I think. And so I was just kind of like thinking, okay, maybe it's true. So what they're saying is that Disney is holding back reservations for those that are not on-site hotel guests for that stay, for that like 60 days out time frame. So like, let's say you have one person staying at Contemporary for 7 nights and you have one person staying at like DoubleTree at Disney Springs for 7 nights or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, one's staying on property, one's not. The one staying on property will have more reservations open up to them.
Right.
For certain restaurants versus the ones that are not staying on property.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think this is fine. I think this is okay. I think this is a perk to staying on property. I think we've had enough on-site perks taken away in the last couple of years that I don't mind this being a thing. Coming from someone that doesn't always stay on property, I'm okay with this. You know, even if it's a disadvantage to me, I feel like it's fair.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, yeah. If there's a lot of things you... I mean, I don't have a problem with them offering certain perks for staying on property because I think that, you mm-hmm. know, you should be able to. So, yeah.
And this has been, people online have been testing this. So, like, they'll have the same, like, one person has a linked hotel reservation, like, on-site hotel reservation. One person does not. And they go the same time for the same time, the same time frame, same restaurant. And the on-site reservation will pop up, like, multiple times. And the other person would see, like, nothing.
Yeah.
So, like, it is so legit.
I guess, is it also doing it, so let's say, someone's at Contemporary, someone's at, like, All Star Music. Is it showing both for them, or is it just specific to the hotels and the restaurants?
It's not tiered, if that's what you mean.
Well, I didn't know if it was, like, Contemporary trying to get a reservation at Ohana, you had a better shot versus if you're staying at, like, All Star Music.
I don't think so. I think it's just, if you're an on-site guest,
right,
it's different coding for you.
Yeah, I mean, it makes complete sense.
Yeah.
And there should be advantages to staying on property, especially when you're paying those prices.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, for Disney's perspective, you're already spending more money. You know, you would want those people, you know, you want all your customers to be happy, ideally, but I think you would want the ones staying at your hotels to be the happiest.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I agree. As someone, we don't always stay on property. I'm fine with that. I think it's a good perk.
And according to BlogMickey, they do say that there are a couple of restaurants that they're doing this for right now, and that's Beaches and Cream, Boma, California Grill, Chef Mickey's, Grand Floridian Cafe, Steakhouse 71, and Topolino's. It could be more. You know, I think it might be more. I don't know. Again, Disney's probably not going to announce this.
But why would they not announce it? So, I feel like that's something you should come out and say. To be like, if you're staying on Disney property, you have... You know, you're going to be able to get the harder to get reservations versus people who aren't. I feel like that's something that would be beneficial to them.
I don't know. And we did have, she's actually a Zip Travel agent. She said that she's noticed that for a while, actually, because she's a local, like she lives in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And she's noticed that, like, when she'll try to get a reservation and there's nothing days and days up to it, and the day of, she'll just do like a walk up and like, oh yeah, we have availability. Like,
yeah, what? I was starting to say that doesn't stop the walk up. I mean, the walk up, I think, is still a thing that, like, and that makes sense. If people they put them aside,
mm-hmm.
if people don't pick those up, then those obviously at some point will just go into the general availability,
right?
And then you can get them later,
right? So it's picking from two different pools,
right,
of a reservation availability. So
yeah,
and that's a good point to bring up before we move on to something else. Is that if you really want a reservation and you've been trying and trying and trying and you just can't get it, you can't get it with any reservation finder. You can't get it by just like, you know, pounding the app. You can't get it with your 60 days out, whatever. Do a walk up. The worst you can say is, sorry, we don't have any room.
Yeah.
Walk up and see if they can fit you in. Even Topolino's, like if you go to Topolino's and they don't have any room, like I think you can sit at the bar.
You can. A lot of places you can get into the bar and still order food too.
Absolutely. So there are a lot of options because I know there's a lot of people that get so discouraged about not getting in dining. That they've been wanting and, you know, it just doesn't work out. And maybe it's because of this, if they're not staying on site. So yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on it and,
let you know if something
report
changes.
Back if we notice anything. So, all right, well, that's all the news that we have. As always, we do have a poll time.
It's my poll this week. As always, I poll the members of the Capture the Magic Community Facebook group. And I asked them this week, what is your favorite or preferred method of getting that hard to get dining reservation? And overwhelmingly, the number one way was to book 60 days out and just hope it works.
Mm-hmm.
That was overwhelmingly the number one by like, I think that was like 54%. The next one after that was to use a dining reservation finder, which is effective too. And then some of the people said my TA does it for me. Some people said I don't eat at table service restaurants. Other people said that they do like to look the day before to see if people drop reservations.
Yeah.
So this kind of ties in with our last story, is like strategies to use to get that hard to get reservation. So 60 days out is still might be the best one for you. But
yeah. I mean, I think that's the one most people do. I mean, I will say for us, we've had really good luck with, you know, our travel agent.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren, she does a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's gotten quite a few that are hard to get. So I think if you have a good travel agent, mm-hmm. travel is it, you have a good shot because they can, you know, I mean, they do it enough. I mean, I'm sure she does it all the time. So she's able to like, kind of like, you know the little pockets and windows when you might be able to. Because there are times like, you know when to check. Mm-hmm. You might know when they tend to fall off certain things. But yeah, so.
And just FYI, when I was going to book Akershus, it opened on the 24th, which was Monday. They didn't say what time. They didn't say like when it would be dropped during that day. So everyone kind of assumed it would be in the morning, just like regular reservations become available. Well, since this is reopening, it was open to literally everybody 60 days out, whether you had a reservation or not. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was just free for all. Just FYI, what I did, I had my computer and my phone, and I was ready at like 5:30 because I was like, I don't know when they're going to drop it. So I'm ready at 5:30. Not until 6:30 did the system start, look like they were starting to add in reservation and getting ready to do it. And so that's when I just started literally refreshing like every 3 seconds, both devices. I did this for 20 minutes, kept doing it. And then finally I got one that popped up and I just grabbed it. So that was an annoying thing I had to do, but something to keep in mind when you yourself are getting to the 60-day mark and you're really wanting those reservations, you might use that strategy. Two devices, one on Wi-Fi, one not. Refresh, 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 refresh. Grab it. Make sure you're signed in too, by the way.
Probably would help.
People don't do that. I'm like, that's a good strategy. Make sure you're signed in to my DE. My DE. MDE. Yes.
Yeah, I agreed.
Thank you.
Make sure you're signed in. All right. Yes, well, that is...
That was it for the poll. So thank you, everybody, for participating this week. I will have a new poll next week.
Yes. And like Jimmy said, if you want to be a part of the next poll time, you can join the Capture Magic Facebook group. That is where they take place. Plus, it's a really good place to, you know, get questions about an upcoming trip or just, you know, want to have a cool Facebook group to hang out in. I don't know if that's an oxymoron, but anyways, because it's Facebook, but whatever. it is a good group. And dare I say... one of the finest.
Oh.
Facebook groups.
Dare you say.
I'm just saying. I was invited to the quote-unquote power admins group on Facebook, so.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah. I think they're sending me a plaque.
Okay.
They're not, actually.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse
sled. Okay, hold on. Hold on a second. It's not even Halloween.
Okay.
It's barely October.
But I'm so excited for Christmas.
I can tell. And apparently is when we have to also release our Christmas shirts. So that's what we're doing now. And I think you actually mean dashing through the snope.
That's what I mean.
Technically
yes.
At Disney, it's not snow, it's snope.
Correct. You know. Yes.
So we're here telling you guys, our Christmas shirts will be live Friday, October 14th. You can get them now. We're going to have four new shirts, a couple coming back, crowd favorites. One of them will be the Mando Christmas shirts.
Mm-hmm.
With Baby Yodes. And then we've got a couple of new ones and even a Harry Potter one thrown in there. So you can check out all of the new Christmas designs by going to ctmshirts.com. You can check them out there. And by being lovely listeners of the show, you get a little bit of a discount. So we're going to give you 10% even off of the new shirts.
Okay.
You just got to use the promo code SNOPE, S-N-O-A-P.
Perfect.
And that'll save you 10%. And then you will also get a little Christmas sticker. We'll throw in with your order. If you order two or more shirts. So
festive.
You can get a Christmas sticker to throw on your car or people or whoever you would like. And some festive shirts. So to arrive well in time for Christmas. So does that make you happy?
It does make me very happy. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Merry Hallow Christmas. And get your new shirts on October 14th. At going to ctmshirts.com and using the promo code SNOPE.
All right. Well, let's talk about our topic here, which, as you might know, Disney is kind of expensive.
It really is.
I don't think that's a shock. But you might be shocked to learn that there are still some free things you can do at Disney, which we're going to talk about today. And there are actually quite a few. And like I said earlier, definitely less than there used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know where this will be in 5 years, but for now, there's still quite a bit of things you can do. So we're going to talk about all the free things that you can get slash do.
And some of these are like portions of something else, but we'll explain it all when we get there.
We'll explain it all. Yes. So we're just going to start talking about these. And then if, you know, I think this is pretty comprehensive. I don't think there's anything we're missing. But if we do miss anything that you guys think of, again, feel free to join the Capture Magic Facebook group and let us know in there.
And yell at us for forgetting.
I would prefer not to be yelled at, but I suppose if you're really passionate about it, you could. Or leave in the comments below if you're on YouTube. Leave in the comments below.
Yeah.
What you know. So, all right. So the first one we have is ice and water are still free.
Yes, they are.
You can get those at
select locations.
Well, not every place has it. So the quick service places, you can get it. The one place I think is one of the better ones is Starbucks because they do use filtered water.
This is true.
So,
however, waiting in that line may not be the best option, but it is, you're right, it is filtered.
Well, sometimes in the summer, some of the Starbucks will put like a water cooler thing out where you can just take a water thing and like you can get it yourself.
That is nice. I do like that.
They don't do it all the time, yeah. But yeah. So, and they'll give you like a Starbucks cup, but they'll get like a big cup so you can have that to, you know, have your water in.
Joffrey's, no, they don't, right?
Some
do.
It depends with Joffrey's, a little inconsistent. So like sometimes I've had, you know, like our daughter loves having ice with her water.
Mm-hmm.
There's been times I go up to Joffrey's and I say, you know, can I get a cup of ice? And it's like, sure. And then sometimes they're like, we don't have ice. And I'm like, I don't believe you. You have iced coffee. I just saw that guy take one. So you can just tell me no, but when you just say I don't have ice, I'm like
stop lying to me.
I don't think I believe you. But they're kind of inconsistent. But Starbucks is always pretty consistent about it. At least I've never seen them not give it out. Yeah. And the quick service places will give you water as well.
Yeah.
You just ask them.
And sometimes they'll give you water with like hardly any ice in it, and that's annoying because it's hot outside. Like, give me more ice, please.
You can always ask. I mean, if you want just water as well, the quick service places, you know, if you can just tell the people, I just want to ask for water, and they'll just let you walk up there so you don't have to like do anything crazy.
Oh, with mobile ordering, you mean? Oh, so. Yeah. They don't really regulate that anymore. And you can go in and out.
They don't, but still, they yeah. ask. But, all right.
But it's nice. But like we bring bottled water in just because I don't really like the way the Florida water tastes because I'm kind of picky. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But anyway, so yeah, you can get free water all the time.
Yes.
And I suggest you do to stay hydrated because it's hot.
Depending on when you go, yes.
Most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is people watching.
They don't charge for this yet.
Not yet.
You can people watch, which is, I don't know. I'm not a huge people watcher, but you can people watch.
I mean, this one's kind of like, okay, you can people watch anywhere you are, but it's really fun sometimes to people watch at Disney.
Well, like, it can be. Like, if you see, like, a kid or a family, it's, like, their first time and stuff like that, mm-hmm. that's pretty fun. Like, you watch mm-hmm. them kind of, you know, things that, you know, maybe you take for granted if you've been a bunch or something like that, but yeah.
I do enjoy people watching when I'm waiting for, like, a parade or a fireworks show.
Yeah.
Just kind of, like, observing what everybody else is doing. It's kind of fun.
Or the families are like, those people are not having a great time right now.
Okay, those are the most interesting people to watch.
Those people are they're leaving and they're going to just yell at each other for days on end. But yeah.
But yeah, still free, and just grab a bench if you can find one and pop down.
You could just walk around and do that too.
Also yeah, that, yes.
Yeah, so. All right, the next one on our free things you can do, the festival concerts are free. Now you can get reserved seating and things like that, but they are still free. Which is a nice perk, especially if you're doing like food and wine. You get some pretty big, concerts coming through there.
But you still have to, obviously, you have to pay to get into the.
Well, these are, Epcot, these are all assuming, obviously, outside of like once you've paid for your ticket on some of these. Mm-hmm. Yes, like when you're in the park.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. We're going to try to see Kenny G for Heat to the Beat, and he's free.
He is. He's, well, I don't know if you would assume that. He would probably, he would take.
Like, I am very expensive.
He'd be like, how dare you? I'm a pricey man.
Individual with that curly, curly long hair. Is it long still? I haven't seen him in a long time.
If Kenny G cut his hair,
you would riot.
There would be, I believe the toilets would flush in reverse fashions. They would just go the opposite way because the world would turn differently. That was terrible. Anyways, I don't think he's cut his hair, to my knowledge.
But yeah, the festival concerts at Each of the Beat are for food and wine. Then there's Candlelight Processional is still free, except for the dining packages again. They have the Broadway series for the Festival of the Arts, and they have Garden Rocks. Is it Garden Rocks?
Garden Rocks.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that really what it's called?
I think so.
Okay.
Because I always said it was just go to Garden Rocks.
Maybe. I'm trying to think, like, why my brain is not working. Okay, so yeah. And then
I think that's because you have two small kids.
That's probably correct. That's probably correct.
You're wanting a reason as to why.
Yeah, those are all free. The next one is the Electrical Water Pageant. That's the little water pageant that lights up with the music that goes around the Seven Seas, Lagoon, and Bay Lake. It's the 51st anniversary was this past Monday.
Yeah.
So it's been around almost as long as Magic Kingdom.
And it is still free. Go check it out.
It is still free. They still have got the 50th. This is a big 50 on it. I'm sure that's going to go away in March of next year. So, I mean.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next one, which is nice, is children under 3 are still free.
They are.
So they're free to get in. And they're free at restaurants as well.
They're free everywhere.
Yeah. So
you don't have to pay Genie Plus.
Yeah.
No park ticket, no park reservation, dining.
They're almost the 3 or 3 and under, they're off the grid. They're just they're not, there's nothing to them. Yeah. They can go where they want.
However, even though they're still free at restaurants, when you make a reservation, you have to include them as a person on your reservation. That's a confusing thing for some people to remember.
Well, they're still a person.
They're still like an entity at the table, so they just count heads for that reason. But it's not like they're counting like who's paying, if that makes sense. So please count your under 3-year-old in your dining reservation. It's a lot easier on the hostess.
Yes. Yes.
Just going to throw that in there.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is resort hopping. Resort hopping. So even if you're not staying at a certain Disney World resort hotel, you can still visit there, and there's still free things you can do. One of my favorite things is checking out the lobbies. And sometimes certain hotels would have like those lobby tours. Mm-hmm. Like they have them at like Animal Kingdom. They have them at Wilderness Lodge. I love going through and like learning about how some of the architecture and everything. It's really kind of interesting when they do that. Movie Under the Stars is free. You can always do that. You can't swim in the pools. You know, that's part of the for the guests.
Well,
but
you're not supposed to.
Well, you're not supposed to. You can do, they provide the marshmallows and stick if you want to make s'mores. The walking and running trails are free. Entertainment as well. So like the Grand Floridian lobby, they have that piano player. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're that little orchestra. Remember they had that?
They saw that.
Do they still have that?
I believe so.
Did they come back? Okay. I don't know if they came back or not, but there's that over there. And so yeah, just checking out the resorts is free. Just going around and visiting. And I mean, you may spend money while you're there doing like buying souvenirs and food, but that's on you.
You can just go ask them what's free here.
What's free?
They may tell you some
Show
things.
Me. Yeah.
Every once in a while, there's like photo shoots you can do. Like I remember in Grand Floridian, they had the Cinderella slipper you could take pictures with for like, now it's photo pass, but you can
take your own picture.
You could still get it taken there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like that.
All right. The next one I've got is, and this one's, I don't think Jamie even knew about this one.
I didn't.
It's called, you can get pixie dusted. And what it actually is, you actually do get dust sprinkled on you. So you can go to Sir Mickey's in Magic Kingdom. You can ask a cast member for some pixie dust, and they will gladly oblige, and they will sprinkle glitter on your head.
Why did I not know this was a thing?
It's a good question. I don't know. But you can do this. So you'll get glitter all over you, but you can get pixie dusted at Sir Mickey's, and they don't charge you for this.
Huh. Well, I learned something new today, Jared.
As it goes with most wives of their husbands, she didn't believe me at first.
I didn't. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. So yeah. It must be not true.
Yes. But yeah, you can do that. You can go to Sir Mickey's and do that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, and I have to do it next time we're there.
I imagine they do like LeBron James, like the powder, and they just put the glitter up and just spray it everywhere or something. But yeah. Anyways.
Interesting. Well, thank you for teaching me something new.
You're welcome. I'm off. See you guys.
Bye, Jared.
My job is done.
The next one is Disney Transportation. Minus the minivans. So Disney Transportation is free to take. The boats, the buses, the monorail, Skyliner, all that is free of charge. Minivans, you are going to have to pay to use the minivans. But, I mean, we like with our kids, they like riding the Skyliner.
Skyliner's fun. I mean, this is the monorail, like all that stuff. Yeah.
We walked by the Skyliner station. We were exiting Epcot last time, like we were there, and our son started crying because he was like, I want to go on the Skyliner.
He likes the Skyliner.
So
he does.
You know, it's for kids.
It's a ride in many ways.
It really is.
On its own.
He really is. Yeah. He likes it. But yeah, I mean, that's obviously it's a great way to get around, but you know, monorail is cool to go around. You can see Magic Kingdom from the outside and go through all the hotels. And well, yeah, I think it's kind of cool.
Even if you just decided on your trip, you're just like, hey, I want to go check out some, you know, if you're not staying on property, you can just hop on a bus and take you to any of the resorts and just walk around them, you know, which we were talking about before. So, yeah, the transportation stuff there is nice. And, you know, this would go into our next one, which is you could take the transportation over to Disney Springs, which is free. So even if you have a car, parking is free here and getting in is free.
Yes.
So walking in is free. Everything else in Disney Springs, I'm pretty sure, is going to cost you money.
Yes.
There might be something here and there that's not. But outside that, getting over there is free. But yeah, there's plenty, you know, food and shops and everything like that over there. And, the you know, not as I don't know if they do it. I haven't been to Disney Springs at night lately, but they used to have a lot more, at least before COVID, a lot more like streetmosphere. They used to have.
They still have some of that.
A little bit. They don't have as much as they used to, I don't think. But they still have that.
They have the stilt walkers out right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's a cool atmosphere. I mean, definitely, if you're there on the weekends, it's definitely kind of a party atmosphere over there.
Sure.
So, yeah. But that's
free. You can still window shop. That's still free.
I have never enjoyed window shopping.
I know.
I've never understood, like, looking at, like, I would like to get that. Like, just, do you not want to get it? Like, no, I'm just going to look at it. Like, this is terrible.
Also, something else that is free, and actually, I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it later because it's at Disney Springs, but it encompasses something else we'll talk about. So I'll move on to the next one.
Are you teasing right
now? I'm teasing right now.
Okay.
The next free thing you can get is celebration buttons.
You can still get those
at guest services. You can request one of those buttons that says "I'm celebrating" or "Happily ever after." I don't know. They had those two for a while only. The I'm celebrating and the happily ever after. They only had those two for a while. I don't know if the first visit and the happy birthday ones are back, but they also have those or had those. I'll have to check because it's been a while since I've gotten a button.
Well, and you can, I mean, they'll write on there whatever. You could tell them you're celebrating that you learned how to tie your shoes and they'd probably put that on there for you.
I'm celebrating that Jared taught me about pixie dust. That's what my button would say.
And mine will just say, husband champ.
I'm celebrating being an amazing husband.
I was right. But yeah. Yeah, you can, and that's, you know, it's especially for kids. It's a nice one as well. I mean, we've done it before that. Years ago for, like, you can get one that's, like, for your anniversary. And when you have stuff like that on, like, when you're on the buses, especially a lot of the bus drivers will make a, you know, just be like, hey, somebody's having a birthday on the bus. Like, they'll, you know, cast members will go out of their way to, like, especially a birthday button.
Mm-hmm.
They'll definitely, like, acknowledge it.
On our 5th anniversary, I think I still have it, actually. Maybe it was a happily ever after one, but it said 5 years for 5 years. So I still have that one, actually. But a first visit button, the cast members are always going to say welcome or hi or just like,
yeah.
And same thing, happy birthday. If you want to be wished happy birthday 17,000 times, you wear that happy birthday button.
Which your mom got a kick out of when she went for her birthday.
She loved it.
Yeah.
She loved it. It was awesome.
I think she wanted to wear it even when it wasn't her birthday.
Yeah. And it's a great souvenir. So, like I said, I still have the button from our 5th anniversary, and I love a free souvenir.
Of course. Next one we have is the street performers at the boardwalk.
Yes.
If you've been over there, there's street performers, which are great. So there's ones that, like, they have these girls that do, like, they hula hoop with, like, 15, 20 different hula hoops at the same time.
And skate at the same time.
Yeah, then there were guys that were doing jump rope stuff. There's magician. There's a lot of streetmosphere over here, which is really cool. Yes. Like, I just love the boardwalk in general, and I would almost put the boardwalk as a free place to just, you can just go there. Like, it's
And, like, I was going to include it with the resort hopping free activities because it is part of the boardwalk, but it's something.
It's its own thing, really. Yeah. I mean, now they've got, like, ice cream. I mean, ice cream is going to cost you money, but it's not, you know, it's like $5. But, like, you know, I really do love the boardwalk, but the street atmosphere over there and the street performers are, you know, they just bring it up a notch, and it's nice on a nice evening to just walk over there and see that stuff. So, yeah.
Next one is collect park maps. So those little maps that you can get when you enter the park, they do change those out occasionally based on, you know, what's going on with, you know, shows or attractions, if tracks are closed, if there's a new show going on, or they change the front picture. Like, it's a great souvenir again, and it's free, just to take home and be like, oh my gosh, remember when that ride was open, you know, years later, or remember when this park was all arranged like this and then they changed it, whatever. Yeah, so it's kind of a historical map it becomes. So,
well, and sometimes, like, when we were there for, you know, on the 15th anniversary, like Epcot's anniversary, they'll hand you like posters when you leave on special occasions.
Oh, yeah, the posters.
Not all the time, but if you're there for special things. I think they did it for Halloween, too, if I remember correctly.
Yes, they did.
So and not every day, obviously, but sometimes you can get some posters to take home as well.
I wonder if you'll get a Christmas one this year. I will let you know.
Probably.
I think so.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next one is scavenger hunts. So there's been a lot of scavenger hunts lately. They have a couple of 50th anniversary resort scavenger hunts. I don't think we've done any of those, have we?
I don't believe we have. No.
There's Wilderness Explorers at Animal Kingdom. There's Pirates Adventure, Treasure of the Seven Seas in Magic Kingdom, which I still want to do with our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's like takes like 20 minutes. It's over in Adventureland. The Finding Dory or the Finding Nemo scavenger hunt in Epcot in the Seas Pavilion, which our daughter takes one of those books every time we go in there because it's got stickers. And now she knows exactly where to put every single sticker. But that, well, that's kind of fun. And you
get a free sticker book, too.
You do.
Which our son likes just to take the stickers and put them on stuff.
Yeah. The festival scavenger hunts, which obviously you have to buy the map and the prize. That's not free. But you can still go around and search for the items on your own. That part is free. And then the thing that I was going to say before about Disney Springs is that holiday tree hunt. Again, you have to buy the map, but the trees are like all spread out and you can walk and look at the trees. And I think that's kind of nice.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yep.
And it's objective based.
It's what?
It's objective based.
Objective
based. Finding something. Yeah.
Yes.
Next one, and I just kind of thought this one on top of my head. You're still if it is your birthday, you at some restaurants, not all of them that I'm aware of, but you can still get a free piece of ice, cake or ice cream or something for your birthday. Because I remember we went to the Boathouse on your mom's birthday, and I think everybody at the table got a pretty big piece of I think it was ice cream if I remember correctly. Maybe it was cake. Mm-hmm. But anyways, depending on the restaurant, you'll still get something free. I mean, they might come sing you happy birthday, but usually on your birthday, you'll get something as a thing.
That's a good point. And our daughter at Grand Floridian Cafe got a big cupcake.
She did. I think they also gave her the glowy cubes. Mm-hmm. I remember our waitress brought out like something.
She just kept bringing things.
Yeah, she just kept bringing out little stuff. And we're like, thank you. But yeah, especially if you're a kid, they'll do a lot. But yeah, you can still, on your birthday, you can get some things at Disney.
It just makes it feel a little more special, I think.
Yeah.
Looking for hidden Mickeys. Hidden Mickeys are everywhere. And I don't know if they still make the hidden Mickey books, but you remember they released those like every year. They would say like, okay, this is where you can find hidden Mickeys.
I think they're still made, yeah.
Okay, I know you can go online and just look them up and see where they are, but I remember when that was first a thing, they would have these like guides to hit all the hidden Mickeys of Walt Disney World, and like just these books. That's how we used to do it. Just regular books.
I remember playing video games and buying the game guides.
Oh my gosh, how old are we?
Now you just go on YouTube.
That's right. That's right. So that's kind of fun. Like you make a game out of it. You know, how many hidden Mickeys can you find or whatever. So yeah. I think that's fun. And it takes up time. Like if you're in a queue for a ride and you're kind of looking for hidden Mickeys, it like passes the time.
That's true. Yeah.
I do like that.
Very true. I was just reminded like when you would go buy a game and they would always ask you like, do you want the game guide? And you were like, no. You're like, you like to live dangerously. You're like, I do. I don't need any help on this game.
So, okay. So the guides were like a cheat sheet?
Like it would, yeah, they would I don't know who made them at the time. So I don't think the game makers made them. But yeah, they would like, it was a guide to the game, like how to get through certain levels if you get stuck and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're like, sir, I would like to be frustrated. No. I do not need your help. And then you come back 2 weeks later. I'm like, okay, I need your help. I'll take the game guide. But yeah. Same thing with hidden Mickeys. You'd be like, do you want to find them on your own and get frustrated, or you just want to get the guide? So there you go.
Lord.
Next one is watching the fireworks and parades, which you can watch. You watch the fireworks outside the parks in some areas.
But even inside.
So if you're inside, the fireworks are free. And parades are obviously free and things like that. But you can even watch, like, you know, if you don't want to go into the parks, that could be a free thing to do because you could go. It could be a little difficult at times depending on which one, but you can go to resorts and see the fireworks from outside the parks as well. So, but yeah, for sure, if you have a park ticket, fireworks are not extra charge and neither are parades. But that's kind of like an included thing. But yeah, I mean, a good spot is over there at, which is not a secret spot anymore, but like Polynesian, you can see the fireworks from there. You can even see them just being around Disney property.
Sometimes, yep.
There's a lot of places. I mean, people have, I know there's websites that talk about places on Disney property outside the parks where you could go to like get a good view of, say, Epcot's or Magic Kingdom fireworks, things like that. So, yeah. So, it is possible to see the fireworks from outside the parks, which would be completely free.
Yes.
Yeah. Unless, I don't know who else would charge you in that situation.
I don't know. Okay, the next one would be the KidCot Fun Stops, and that's the little, you can collect the little activity card things at each country. You can learn a little bit about the culture and everything from each country, and I think that's kind of nice.
You mean in Epcot and World Showcase?
I do. What did I say?
You didn't say it. You just said countries.
I said countries. All the countries of the world, you can go into a KidCot Fun Stop. Yes, the countries in World Showcase in Epcot. Excuse me.
Just in case people, I know that most people know what you're talking about, just in case someone's what?
Yeah, I'm sorry. But yeah, you can collect those things in the countries, and I think it's kind of cool, especially when you have like older, like not super duper young kids, but like older kids enough to like where they can read and like they can understand.
Like our daughter likes this.
She would like it. We have not done this with
her. She's done one randomly. But yeah, they're not. Yeah, you got to kind of look for them in some of the places.
Yeah. So I think we'll start doing that with her. But it is totally free, and it's good for little kids because sometimes World Showcase can be boring.
I was going to say for kids, World Showcase isn't the most fun.
No, not at all.
Next one, which is one of the ones that I figured would not have been back on this list a few years ago, but it's Club Cool.
Club Cool.
So Club Cool in Epcot is sponsored by Coca-Cola. But you can go in here and you can try, however you want to say it, soda or pop.
Soda pop.
Or some people call it Coke still, no matter what the flavor is. But you can try different sodas from around the world, and it's free. You can go in there and just you get little sample cups, and you can sit there and... I mean, I'm sure at some point they might ask you to leave if you're just sitting there forever. But yeah, I mean, we've been in there before and just sit there and try different ones. And some are really good and some are strange.
Beverly.
Beverly's a little, she's an interesting one. But there's one, it's I think the Philippines, and it's a strawberry flavored one.
You like that one?
It's my jam.
Yeah. The I think it's the Chinese one is, some people say it tastes like barbecue sauce. And I get that a little bit. That one's definitely not my favorite. I think the one I like is from Thailand. It's like a melony.
Yeah, some of the ones are one you'll taste and you're like, man, I wish they had these here because they're good. But yeah. That's totally free. You can go in there. Now, they do have things you can buy once you're in there, obviously, because it's Coca-Cola store, kind of once
only
you're in there.
Pepsi. Just kidding.
switched it all. Pepsi. But yeah, so that's totally free that you can do over in Epcot.
Here's a quiz for you. You probably know this already, but... What kind of soda can you, besides not Pepsi products, but what kind of soda can you not find at any of the locations at Walt Disney World that you think you would be able to, but you can't?
Probably Dr. Pepper.
Can't find Dr. Pepper.
Because it's terrible?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I thought it was just they made a choice.
It's like completely separate from the Coke products, but sometimes when you're at restaurants or whatever, they serve Coke and Dr. Pepper like together. It's all one thing, right? My poor sister, was obsessed with Dr. Pepper as a kid. And anytime I went to Disney, she could never get Dr. Pepper. I think it traumatized her. Not really. I'm just saying, but it's just funny.
I've never understood Dr. Pepper. I've never liked it. I just don't care for it.
Okay.
I just don't think it's very good. Because supposedly it doesn't have root beer in it, though. It's got a bunch of different flavors.
I don't know.
It's I think it has 21 flavors. Too many flavors.
21 flavor or 22 flavors.
However many it has.
How many is it? I don't know.
I know people like it. It's not. I've 40 never flavors?
Wow. Now I don't remember what it is.
You're just making up numbers.
I'm making up numbers. but anyway, so yeah, Club Cool is a good one. But next one is the animation experience.
This one's cool.
Animal Kingdom. So this is one of those activities where I think they could charge for it because I mean it does take a minute. You know, it does take half an hour, 20 minutes to half an hour, I'd say.
What
it is you're gonna go across to the Rafiki's Planet Watch, and you go to the animation experience, and you're gonna, or the conservation station is what it is, and then you're gonna go to animation experience where you basically get a paper, you get a little pencil, and you're gonna sit and watch a cast member show you how to draw a certain character.
It's actually a Disney animator.
Oh, it is a Disney animator. Yep. Okay, well, there you go. Mm-hmm. A Disney animator will show you how to draw a certain character from one of the animation movies or TV or whatever. I did this with our daughter at the time. She was 5, and she did wonderful. We did Piglet, and it was actually really fun. It was really fun because, I mean, yeah. they were very, they went like at a good pace, very slow, like able to follow along. It was great. And it's, again, a free souvenir because now I have this drawing of Piglet I did at Disney and I'll have that forever.
Yeah, I did it with our daughter. It was whenever Raya came out and they had that roly-poly, whatever the name of it.
She was still 4 then.
She was young. Really, that's what I was going to say when we did it. So she wasn't quite, it wasn't quite there for her to do it yet, but they did bring her crayons and coloring stuff. So if the kids are young enough, they'll usually bring them stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, this is one of the cooler ones, and you'll see people that will just go multiple times throughout the day, like people that want to be an artist. And honestly, I mean, if you wanted to be an artist and you just had, you know, let's say you had an AP and you're a local, like if you just took that over and over again and probably like at some point became friends with the animator, I mean, it'd be like free art lessons because they do, I mean, they do go over like very basic things about like drawing characters and things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool one. And I enjoyed it a lot because I've always liked drawing and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
It's definitely a fun one for me. All right. The next one that we have is MDE.
Or what's it?
My Disney Experience is free. And it's almost mandatory, but it is free. I don't charge you for this.
It's not technically, it's not in the parks.
Technically mandatory, but it's going to be.
But you need it, though.
It's going to be a lot harder to go on your Disney trip without it, but it does allow you to, you know, check wait times, you know, book things, buy food, buy things like that. So it's definitely an asset to have, and it is free. Other than being able to buy things, especially wait times, you don't have to just walk up to, you know, the ride and see. You can kind of take an overview of the park and see what it looks like and see where you want to go next. So, I mean, it might kind of be an obvious one, but it is free.
Yeah. This one is, well, I mean, like, it's I'd say I have to include this, but waiting standby for rides.
For now.
That's still free.
Genie Plus is 20, standby is 10.
Still free. Yes, yeah, so you're paying to get into the park, like we said before. But once you're in there and you don't want to, you know, buy a certain thing that we're going to talk about in a second, you can still wait standby.
You can, yeah.
Or you can still do virtual queues for free. That's still free.
Yeah, you can do that.
So like Guardians, I think it's the only one right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy in Epcot, you can do a free virtual queue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you want to? Maybe not. But you can.
Well, it's still free. Yeah. The second one, this is one I don't know if a lot of people know about, but it's actually really nice, especially for, you know, any parents, but especially for the moms out there, I'm sure, are the baby care centers. So these are free to use. You go in there, they have, you know, places like if you need to change a diaper or, you know, first aid kits in there. I think they do naps or just have like rooms in there? They have like rooms where you can just kind of like a kid can just hang out, right?
Yeah. They have rooms set up where they have like rocking chairs and they have TV, like play cartoons and stuff. Sometimes you have private rooms where if a woman needs to like nurse or whatever, she can do that. It's a free for all. And like if you need to buy some things for your baby, they have those in stock.
Don't they? I think they have microwaves in there too. So
they
if
have
you need to do like formula
food,
heat up and stuff.
Yep, they have all of that. I mean it's a good place to go to for especially when it's really like in the middle of summer. And if you're like, for example, if you have a baby, like let's say 6 months old and they're in a carrier, like you're like, you know, up close to that baby, like all day, you're going to want to get into the AC. This is a good place to go to just take off the carrier, just get a little like, you know, like rest and relaxation, change diapers without being so like in the hubla, because the Disney bathrooms, they're crazy. Like the women's bathroom, every time I go to the women's bathroom, it's insane. Like there's just so many people in there all the time. So yeah, they have changing tables, but there's usually a couple of people waiting for them.
Yeah.
Baby care center, you go in and it's like, it's very calm.
Well, and a lot of people don't know about them. And you know, most of them are in the front of the parks. Magic Kingdom, the one's over there by Casey's Corner. It's where that one's at off of Main Street. I know the one Hollywood Studios is basically like right as soon as you get into the park, it's on the left, like over there by guest it's relations.
Inside guest services, which is weird.
Yeah. Where is it at Animal Kingdom?
Animal Kingdom is right by Creature Comforts, which is Starbucks. It's like right next to it. That's right. And then Epcot is right next to the Odyssey.
Yep.
Interesting. Yeah.
So those are free, though, and those are nice, especially with the little ones. You know, there was one time our daughter, I was telling her, honey, quit jumping off of, like, she was like four. She kept jumping off of the curb, and I kept telling her not to do that. And sure enough, she did. She slipped, and she like scraped her knee. And so we took her in there, and it was nice. They were very nice, and she got a Band-Aid that had Frozen on it. She was the Band-Aid healed it, so there you go. But
it's very simple.
Yes.
And the last thing, I mean, we may have more after this. I don't know if you have any more. But the last thing that we kind of brainstormed on was Disney Genie. Disney Genie. That is the free, like, kind of planning tool that they have within the My Disney Experience app. This is not Genie Plus. Genie Plus is the like paid for the line access that you can buy per day. Starts at $15 a day, goes up to apparently $30 or more. I think the other day it hit $30.
Yeah, it varies.
But yeah, so Genie is that free tool that you can use, and like it works sometimes. Like sometimes it'll suggest you to like ride certain rides at certain times, or like, oh, you can place a mobile order when you're over here, or they just kind of give you tips of like basically how to spread out the crowds around the park is basically its purpose.
I mean, it's supposed to be AI based. I don't know how much it is, but yeah, I mean, it is free. It can help you. Mm-hmm. It can help you, especially if you're, I would say if you don't know much or anything about Disney and you go there, that's not a bad thing to utilize because it can help you at least like plan your day. If you don't know where to start at all, I would still say, I guess I would just say it's a last resort that's there. But.
Yeah, because you can customize what you're wanting to do in the park, what you're interested in, and it's supposed to choose those things based on that.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, it's only a year old, so they're still working on it, I'm sure. But it is free for you to use during your vacation. So if you haven't already used it or looked into it, I suggest you do because it could be helpful.
Indeed, it could. Yes. So I don't have anything else that I can think of that is free at Disney. I feel
character
like
meet and greets, I guess. That's free.
I kind of tried to stay away on at least the ones I was coming up with. Was like, obviously, like you could technically say rides because once you're in the park, they're included. So stuff like that is very like obvious. I was trying to think of just extra things that you maybe wouldn't expect. Yeah, I mean, that's all I can. I mean, one thing I would say, some of the resorts, when you get, if you go, even if you're visiting, like we went and visited Polynesian a couple weeks ago, and they, you know, the lay that they give you.
Yeah.
That you don't have to be staying. And they, I think there are four people that come in here to stay, but they gave us one. You know, some of the resorts, like I do know, at least at Polynesian, they used to come out and bring cookies around, like if you're sitting in the lobby.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they do that anymore. Well, they probably don't, but they used to. Like, I remember we were checking in and sitting around, and they would bring out, like, fresh-baked cookies to bring to you and stuff like that. So some of the resorts probably do more things or different things than other ones do. I mean, okay, staying over there at Riverside, they had some of the hotel's lobbies have the bedtime stories that they play in those little busted TVs.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They need to be updated, but our kids liked it. So they'll play those sometimes, and our kids they both enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Like, there's a lot, you know, especially at the resorts, there's a lot of stuff that you can do, you know, just being around it and things like that. But
Dapper Dans. You can watch the Dapper Dans perform every day. That's nice.
Yeah.
Streetmosphere and Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, but again, that's like,
I know that's all. Yeah. I mean, I know. That's why I didn't want to bring it up. But yeah, lots more free things to do than maybe you think.
Yeah, they're used to. There was like, you know, airport transportation, fast pass, you know, parking in the resorts. But, you know, this list will dwindle, I'm sure, over the years. But for now, we have, you know, a decent amount there. So hopefully there's some stuff there maybe you didn't think of. You know, especially I think the one that most people can maybe think of is, you know, like the buttons and if it's your birthday and, you know, resort hopping is a really fun. We've talked about that many times, but yeah, so. But anything else you want to add?
No, I don't think so. Can't think.
Okay.
Can't think.
All right. Well, that'll do it for the show. I guess be sure to check us out on social media. We are at Captain Magic on Instagram, So we kind of update on Twitter what we're posting on YouTube. So, and also on YouTube, they do now have tags. So we're at Cap the Magic on YouTube as well. And we are posting video versions of the podcast over there, plus clips. And we are now doing vlogs again. So we have a lot more content going on YouTube. So if you're, you know, if you watch stuff on YouTube, or if you're watching now, you know, subscribe to the channel. We'd love to to have you subscribe there. And we do have stuff on TikTok. We are at Capture the Magic on TikTok, which I think I may change that to just Cap the Magic all the way around, because that's the only one that's different. But, and if you want even more content, be sure to check out some of the other shows. We have the CTM Universal show, where we talk about Universal Studios. That is once a month on this feed. We also have Trip Tales, which is Jamie's Trip Report show, and that is twice a month. And new ones there is coming out a couple weeks.
The next one will be the, I think it's the 7th of November. So we'll take a little bit of a breather.
Yeah. And if you want to be on Trip Tales, you can go to ctmtriptales.com. And there's a little thing at the top that says be on Trip Tales. And you fill it out. And if Jamie chooses you, she will let you know. Mm-hmm. There's also Outside the Bubble, which is where a monthly show where we talk about things outside of Disney and Universal Bubble. And that is on this feed. And of course, if you want even more content, again, CTM or Club 32, ctmvip.com is where you go to check that out. And I think that'll do it. So,
just FYI, so next week's Thursday show, the main podcast, like this one, it'll be another like topic discussion based show like this, and then the rest of the year is probably going to be a lot of reviews, because we got a lot of Disney stuff coming up. So get ready.
That sounded like a warning.
Get ready for all the reviews.
A lot of reviews.
Just FYI. Just FYI.
Doing thing, yeah. And if you're in Club 32 or you want to be in Club 32, there is the Club 32 meetup. The third annual one is coming up the second weekend in November. So it's coming up very soon. If you want to go there, feel free to come and
hang out. It'll be super fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. So. All right. Well, that'll do it. So thank you, everybody, for listening and or watching. And thank you, Jamie, for joining us.
Thank you.
And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.